Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver, Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis with the new Perik Mi Shemesoi towards the bottom of the Amid. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Before we begin the actual third Perik, it's interesting to note that it is not a Dover Pashit, it is not simple that Misha Mesoi, this perik, follows the second perik of Hayukairei. Taisus in the Bavli Brachas of Yudzayin Amid Beis, the first Taisus in perik Misha Mesoi, brings down that Rashi Goras Misha Mesoi Akar Tfilas HaShachar. Rashi flips the third perik and makes it the fourth perik, and Rashi takes the fourth perik of Tfilas HaShachar and makes it the third. Avol Nira L'Ri. The Ri's opinion is Shehu Acher HaYakayre, that the proper place for the Perek that we are about to begin, Misha Mesoi Mutlefanov, is after the second Perek entitled HaYakayre, the Ayri B'Sefer MeKriyishma. The end of the second Perek is speaking about Kriyishma. And also it's speaking about a Chassan who is Pater to say Kriyishma because he's Torah in the mitzvah of getting married. The Khan, and here in the third Perek, Maschil Nami, Miptur Kriyishma. That's what our Perek begins to discuss. And Oinen, who has lost a close relative, he is also Potter from saying Kriyishma. And Taisus concludes, Ubi Yerushalmi Goras Kamaikain. It's interesting that Taisus brings down that our Yerushalmi had the Girsa of Taisus, that Perek Mishamese is the third Perek and follows the second Perek, HaYakayre, and not like Rashi's Girsa. Before we begin the actual Perek, let us discuss two terms that we will be dealing with in the next daf, and they are Oinen and Avel. And Oinen is the name of the surviving relative who lost one of the seven closest relatives, and they are a father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, or wife. Until the kfura, the surviving relative is called an oinein, and as we're going to learn now in the Mishnah, an oinein is pater from mitzvahs. However, after the kfura, then the oinein becomes an ovel, and an ovel is chayiv in mitzvahs. Begins the Mishnah, mi shemesoi mutal lefanav. If someone has a mace, one of the close relatives, in front of him, and the Rosh Cirillo immediately says at the bottom on the right-hand column, three lines from the bottom, Misha Mesoi Mutal Lefanav, Mutal Olav Lekavrei. It doesn't mean that, as the Charedim points out in the first Charedim, Misha Mesoi Mutal Lefanav, Issa Bebavl, Yudzayin Bebeis, the Afal Pishayna Mutal Lefanav, Elohu Bebeis Acher, even the Mutl Olav Lekavrei, Karle Mutl Olav. Mutl Olav, says the Charedim from Shas Bavli, is not that the mace is actually in front of him in the same room. It could be the mace is in a different room, in a different building, in fact. But Mutl Afanav means that it's incumbent. He's lying in front of the surviving relative, means that it's incumbent upon the surviving relative to make sure that his deceased relative is buried. That's what we mean with the words mutal lefanav. So in that state, which is another way of describing the term of onein, of aninus, that we spoke about, in that period, the surviving relative is pater mikriyishma umin hatfilin. He's pater from kriyishma and tfilin. But he is chayiv in all mitzvahs lo sase. He's not allowed to eat chazir, he's not allowed to wear shatnes, and one can be ma'ayin in this in the Pischei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simen Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Katan Zayin. Which mitzvahs is the onein pater from? The girsa of our Mishnah in the Bavli, Brachas Yudzayin Amud Beis, is Misha Meisei Mutal Lefanav pater Mikriyishma umin hatfilah, although the Bach there says we're not goris tfilah, but Tosfos says we are. The Rabbeinu Yonah, which the Charedim brings down here, is also goris from tfilah, umin hatfilin. And then the Bavli's girsa of our Mishnah is umikol mitzvah samuris b'Torah. all the mitzvahs that are written in the Torah, as we explained, this refers to positive mitzvahs. Negative mitzvahs, mitzvahs loisase, and oinen is chayiv like anyone else. Now, although the girsa of our mission in the Yerushalmi is only potter from two mitzvahs, kriya shema min ha-tfilin, the Charedim brings the Rabbeinu Yoina, and he says, this is in the fourth line of the Charedim, hu adin de potter mikol mitzvah k'suvas b'Torah. Even though the girsa that we have doesn't include in the Yerushalmi kol mitzvah amuras b'Torah, of course that's included. V'tana elu, says the Charedim. Why specifically did our Mishnah speak about Kriya Shema and Tefillin? Shehen chamurois, these are very hard mitzvahs. Shehen kabolos ol malchus shemayim. V'chol shehen shar kol mitzvahs, certainly all other mitzvahs. We just chose two mitzvahs that have to do with kabolos ol malchus shemayim. And if they're pater from those cardinal mitzvahs, kal v'chomer, other mitzvahs. Now the Rush Cirillo goes into the reason why a onen is potter from all positive mitzvahs in the Torah. And he also discusses whether a onen could be machmer on himself to do the mitzvahs asay, to say brachas, to daven, to put on tefillin. And actually we find in the Yerushalmi, in the next daf, on daf lamed beis amed beis, where the Yerushalmi tells us, "Imratzo lahachmer al atzmai ein shaymalei." This is on the fourth line on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. If he wants to be machmer on himself to do the mitzvahs asay, even though he's potter, we do not listen to him. And this is the hachra of Roiv Rishonim and lahalacha. That's what we paskin. Ayin in Yoredeya Simon Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph, and in the Mishnah Brura Simon Ayin Aleph in Arachayim Sif Katan Zayin. That when we say an oinen is potter, mikol mitzvahs amuras b'Torah, it's not just potter, but actually that it is usser. And we have to understand, if the oinen wants to do the mitzvahs asay, why should we tell him that you're not allowed to do the mitzvahs asay? And therefore, we have to go into the reason of why, in general, an oinen is potter from mitzvahs asay. Tosus in the Bavli, on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaskil potter mikrishma, brings our Yerushalmi, which we can find on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, the Yerushalmi Mifarish Taima Omer Rav Bun Ksiv Laman Tisker Es Yoyim Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and we can look in the wording right at the top of Lamed Beis Amid Beis here in the Yerushalmi Omer Rav Bun Ksiv Laman Tisker Es Yoyim Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yumecha Yecha Yomim Sha'at Oisik Ben Bechayim V'lo Yomim Sha'at Oisik Ben B'meisim. When was the Torah Mechayiv you to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema? That's only when you're busy with the living. But in those days when you're busy with the deceased, then you are potter from the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let us take a look at the Rush Cirillo. The Rush Cirillo is the first line of the new Perek, the right-hand column, three lines from the bottom, Potter Mikrish Ramin Atfilm. So first the Rush Cirillo makes a distinction between an Ovel and an Oinin. V'afal gav de Ovel chayv b'chol mitzvah samarish b'tayra, ki de'isvi gemor de'lon b'perek kama. On Daf Yud Aleph, we learned that an ovel is chayiv in mitzvahs. Afilo hachi, ovel luchud v'oinen luchud. You have to make a distinction between an ovel and an oinen. An ovel is chayiv, correct, but an oinen is potter. And now the Rosh Shrula goes into the reason. The Gemara Yov Lamikra, the Rachmana loy chayiv lahaskir yitzis mitzrayim b'shah shayisik b'meisay. Utfilin yitzis mitzrayim k'sif behen. V'kriyish manami yesh bo yitzis mitzrayim. V'hu adin l'parshu rishayna dehi kabbalah salam alchus shamayim. So the Rosh Cirillo is learning that once Rav Bun, Alamed Beis, Amed Beis, said that you're only chayiv in Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim when you're icy with the chayim, not with the mesim, that already is a p'tur when a person's an oinen for even the first parsha of Kriya Shema, which deals with Olam Malchus Shemayim and doesn't have in it Yitzis Mitzrayim. But apparently the Rosh Cirillo is learning that it's all three parshas are linked together, and therefore if the onen is potter in Zechiras Yitzis Mitzrayim of the third parsha of Kriya Shema, who adin, he'll be potter from all the parshias. Avol Rashi Zal Pirishatam, Rashi gives a different reason. Why is an oinen potter? Lefi shu tored b'machsheves kvu rasai. He is busy with the thought of burying his deceased relative. Vav yedum yedechosin, the potter mishum tirda de mitzvah. And he's similar to a chosin who's potter, who's busy in the mitzvah of puruvu. Here, the oinen is busy with the mitzvah of burying his mace. The oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. It's interesting, although Rashi says there's a distinct connection between the oinen and the chosin concerning Kriya Shema, if you recall, Rashi's the one who said that the third parak, Misha Meisai, is flipped, and instead of being the third parak, it's the fourth parak, and Tfilas HaShachar is the third. Although, as Tosfos points out, there's a beautiful connection the Reed tells us between this third parak of Misha Meisai and the end of the second parak, which is all discussing Kriya Shema, and Chosin, who's potter from saying Kriya Shema Lila Rishayna, and Oinen. And even though Rashi has this link of Oisko Mitzvah Patra Mitzvah, still Rashi learns Misha Meisai is Perik Dalet and not Perik Gimel. Continues the Rashi Cirillo, Uladate, according to Rashi, Imrotzali Kris Matzakari, if the whole tour is because he's busy in a mitzvah, he's potter from a mitzvah. So if he would want to do it, I'm potter, but if I want to do the other mitzvah also, he would be allowed to. Says the Rashi Cirillo Veina Kain. That's not correct. Kedis Gemara, as we find in the Gemara, the Yerushalmi is going to tell us, Ela legamri potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. Ubrach levatolahi, according to Rashi Cirillo, it's usher for him to do mitzvahs, and if he says a brach when he's not supposed to, it's a brach levatolah. So this would come out in nafkah minah between the two reasons. If it's because of bizman shata oisik b'chayim and not bizman shata oisik b'meisai, lematiska as you say, some call you mechayecho, if that's the reason, then he's not allowed to do it even if he wants to. But if the reason is because of Rashi, oisik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah, if he wants to do it, he would be able to do it. But as we mentioned, the hachra of the Rishonim and Achronim down to the Mishnah Brura is that not only is he potter, but he's usher to do the mitzvahs asay. I once heard a beautiful hesber from Hagoyin Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal in this inyan. Why, in fact, if the oinen pleads with his rav that he wants the daven, he wants the bench, he wants to say brachas, he wants to put on tefillin, the rav will paskin, no, it's usher for you to do it. What is the reason? And he explained, based on a Zohar, we have a pasuk in Iyuv, nefesh kol chai, veruach kol besar ish. Every living creature has a nefesh, but it is only a adam who has a ruach. And Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Zohar tells us that a person has three parts to him, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The neshama is like the gas of a flame which disintegrates, disappears. It's a stima, the chostima, it's a secret which we're not going to go into, but we will discuss the other two parts of a flame. The blue part of a flame, and on top of that, the yellow part of the flame. The blue part of the flame is the nefesh. That is the instincts and emotions, the raw passion of a person that he shares with an animal, nefesh kol chai. But above the blue part of the flame, above the nefesh habahami, is the ruach, which only an ish has, ruach kol besarish. That is the intellect, the seichel, that is Torah, that is the cool rationale that is to calm down the hot passions of an individual. When a person, rachmana litzlan, becomes an onen, he does not understand what has transpired. His father or mother, his brother or sister, who shared with him all the trials and tribulations of life, who laughed and cried with him, that person is no longer alive. He cannot fathom this with his seichel. It is as if a storm came and extinguished the yellow part of the flame, the yellow part that gives off more light than the blue part. The blue part is the hot part of the flame. That's the hot passions. That's the nefesh, kol chai. But it is only the seichel which sheds light. That is the ruach kol besar ish, But when a person is an onen, he doesn't understand what has happened. He feels the loss. He may break down and cry emotionally. That is the emotional part of his aninus experience. But since he doesn't have the seichel, it's been extinguished. He not only is he potter to serve Hashem, but he's usher to serve Hashem. Hashem wants a person which is nefesh and ruach. If he doesn't understand, if his ruach is absent and he's only living with his nefesh, he's not allowed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After the kvura, Chazal understood that the surviving relative begins to understand, it begins to sink in. He begins to comprehend that, in fact, his deceased relative is no longer here. He begins to integrate it in his thoughts and in his understanding. Now his seichel comes back. Now you're mechuyev to serve Hashem. Take out the yoredeya and see all the mitzvahs that you have to do and the special halachas of Hilchas Avelis that you have to keep during the 7 days of Avelis and the Shloshim and the Yud Beis Chodesh. Now you're chayiv to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu because your seichel has come back. This is a beautiful explanation of why the onen who represents the nefesh is not only potter but usher to do mitzvahs, and the ovel who has his seichel, who has the Ruach Kol B'Sarish, why the Ovel is chayiv to do mitzvahs. Now the Mishnah goes into the obligation of those pallbearers, those who are carrying the mitah of the nifter. Says the Mishnah, Noisei amitah, those who are carrying the mitah of the mace, v'l'chilufeyen, and those people who are there who will stand by to replace the pallbearers, v'chilufei chilufeyen, and those who are in a third row who will replace the ones in the second row. And then we have Eshel Ufnei Amitah, Eshel Achra Amitah, those who are standing in front of the Mita and those who are standing behind the Mita. So as the Haredim explains, those who are standing behind the Mita who've already carried the Mita, they've already carried the beer, they for sure are Chayiv because there's no reason to potter them. They've already fulfilled their obligation, and there's no reason why they cannot say Kriya Shema. So they would be chayiv. However, those who are in front of the mitah, says the Mishnah now, Esha mitah tzarech ben pturit. If the mitah will need them to carry the mace, then they're potter. V'esheina mitah tzarech ben chayavin. And if they will not be needed, if they know in advance that they will not be needed at all to carry the mitah, then they are chayiv, because there's no reason that they should be potter. Now, the Haredim explains, if they're standing in front of the mitah and they're going to be called upon, even if they're in the third row, meaning they're the chilufei chilufeyan, they are going to replace the second row of people who are replacing the initial pallbearers, they're still potter. One might argue, why don't they say Kriya Shema? They have time, because till it gets to them, the original pallbearers will give it to the second row. Until it comes to them in the third row, they'll have time to say Kriya Shema. Why should they be potter? The answer is, says the Haredim, and the bottom line of the Haredim, Shepamim Nimlachim Dashlishis Shnaim Yiso. Sometimes there'll be a last-minute switch, and they'll tell someone in the third row, you come up and you carry, even though he's in the third row, and he'll replace somebody who should have carried from the second row. So therefore, if in summation it comes out, if you're behind the mitah, it means you've already carried the mitah, you're definitely chayiv. There's no reason to potter you. There's nothing getting in the way of you doing the mitzvah. If you're in front of the mitah, then it depends. If you were told in advance that you will not be called upon again, you're chayiv. That means that ein hamitah tzarech ben chayavin. However, if you were told upon to be ready, that they're going to need you, then you are potter, not only if you're chilufeyan, but even chilufey chilufeyan, because there may not be enough time to say Kriya Shema because the third row will be called up to take the place of the second row and out of turn, so that you never know, you might be called upon at any time. Therefore, if you're standing in front of the mitah and you were told to be ready, you are going to be potter. Now we turn to Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Elu ve'elu p'turim min ha'tefillah. Whether you are needed or whether you are not needed, you are definitely p'tur from tefillah. And what is the reason for this? We have three reasons in the Rishonim and Acharonim here. The Charedim brings down Rashi Shita, Mishum Dehavi Mid Rabbanan. Since tefillah is only Mid Rabbanan, and you're in the middle of a Leviah, the Rabbanan were not mechayiv you to say Shmoina Esrei. However, the Rosh Cirillo brings down that Yerushalmi's opinion is that, in fact, tefillah is deraisa, as we found earlier in the first perek. So according to that Shita, that tefillah is deraisa, why would you be potter here? So the Charedim gives the reason is because tefillah, you have to stand up. And therefore, since you're in the middle of a moving Leviah, you will not have enough time to stand for the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Ma'ashen ken Kriyishma, where it's only necessary, says the Rabbeinu Yoyina, to stand for the first Pasuk, therefore you would be chayiv in Kriyishma. If, for example, you were not needed for the mitzvah, then you would be chayiv, because all you have to do is stand for the first pasuk. The Rosh Cirillo says the reason has to do with kavana. By Kriyishma, where all you need for kavana is the first pasuk, or maybe the first three psukim, so there it's not such a large amount that necessitates kavana. Therefore, you would be chayiv for Kriyishma. Ma'ashen ken tefillah, where it is necessary to have kavanah through the entire Shemoneh Esrei, that is too much to expect during the Leviah, and therefore, elu ve'elu peturin min ha'tefillah. So we have three reasons, either Rashi, it's only min rabbanan tefillah, or the Charedim, because it's a long time to stand for Shemoneh Esrei, or according to the Rosh Cirillo, because it's a long span of time to have kavanah, therefore your putter from tefillah, even if tefillah is daraisa. Begins the Gemara, Misha Meisim Mutilufanov. The Gemara quotes from our Mishnah that someone who is an onen and has a responsibility of burying his deceased relative, he's potter from Kriyishma and tefillah. Says the Gemara, Tani, and the Charedim explains that Tani means Shaninu b'mishnah seinu. We learned in our Mishnah that not only is the onen potter from Kriyishma, but he's also potter min ha'tefillah, from tefillah. And what the Gemara now is going to do is to ask a question based on a brisa, as the Pnei Moshe explains in the third line in the left-hand column, the kasha my itzrichle, why do I need to say in our Mishnah that the Ovel is potter from tefillin, kidemasik lekamen hakusha mehai brisa de lekamei, and then the Pnei Moshe says, v'agav maisa lo lekula, we're going to go through an entire brisa with a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And at the end, basically the question is going to be, we're going to find in the Braisa that an ovel is potter either the first day or the first 2 days from putting on tefillin. And if so, why does our Mishnah have to state that an onen is potter if an ovel is potter, and an ovel is normally chayiv in all mitzvahs? So if an ovel is potter from putting on tefillin, then certainly an onen who is potter from mitzvahs is potter from putting on tefillin. Why would it be necessary to state that fact in our Mishnah? That's going to be the Gemara's question, and we're going to learn through the whole Braisa and come to that question at the end. Avel b'yoyim harishayin einoy noisin tefillin. An avel on the first day of his avelis does not put on tefillin. Now, why does he not put on tefillin on the first day? So the Pnei Moshe brings a pasuk in Amos, Periches, pasuk Yud, v'achrisa k'yoymar, that the main day of the 7 days of Avelis, which is considered a bitter day, is that first day following the Kvura, the Yom Rishon, that's the Yomar, the bitter day. And we find that the Pnei Moshe brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yecheskel, your wife is going to die, but I want that pe'ercha, your splendor, your glory, chavish alecha, should be bound up on you. And the Rosh Cirillo brings that pasuk in Yecheskel, pe'erch of dal pasuk is Zion, and he quotes the targum on the words pe'ercha chashav alecha, metargaminon, toitefticha taktor alech, that your tefillin are toitafois, they should be bound on you. And what we learn out is that Hashem was telling Yechezkel that the tefillin should be on you, even when you are an avil, you should put on tefillin. But I'm telling this, says Hashem, only to you, but to everybody else, they should not put on tefillin. And how long should they not put on tefillin? The main day of Avelus, which is the Yoimar, the bitter day that follows the Kfura, which is the first day of Avelus. That is the reason why Avil B'Yom Rishon ain't a nice and tefillin. It's interesting that Tosfos and Brachos in the Bavli and Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, the top Tosfos, brings Rashi Shita, that Rashi says that the Avil is considered covered with earth and ashes with Afer. And Rashi says, instead of being Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha, in the case of an Avel, it's Afer. The word Pe'er, we flip around the Pe and the Aleph, and from Pe'er becomes Afer. So it is not proper, says Rashi, that an Avel who has like ashes upon him because of his Avelus, that he should have a Chiyuv to put on the tefillin, which are considered a pe'er. Tosfos wonders if we have the pasuk that says only Yechezkel should put on tefillin, and automatically we learn that everybody else should not put on tefillin, why was it necessary for Rashi to give a reason? Because pe'er is not a time to put on the pe'er when you're involved with Afer. And Ayin Shom and Tosfos for two terutzim to this question. Continues the Gemara. B'yoyim Hasheni, on the second day of the Avelus, who nice and tefillin, he does put on tefillin. V'im bo panam chadoshes, and if new, as the Pnei Moshe says, if new Menachemin come during the Shiva, and this is the first time they're coming to be Menachemim, and they see him with tefillin on, as Rashi and Moyet Katan, Daf Chaf Aleph, tells us that they might think, they may not know exactly when the Leviah took place, they may think that he's putting on tefillin on the first day, and that they shouldn't suspect that he's putting on tefillin the first day. Therefore, the halach is, hu chaltson, he takes off the tefillin. The Pnei Moshe adds that when they leave, those menachemim who were there for the first time, on the second day, then he puts it back on. U'mishayelchu, says the Pnei Moshe menichon, when they leave, he puts it back on. They used to wear tefillin the whole day. So when a new menachem comes, he would take it off. When someone who was previously here on the first day and knows that the first day he sat without tefillin, so then he would put it back on. V'imbo panam chadoshes hu chaltson kol shiva, the rest of the shiva, divi Rabbi Eliezer, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees in two ways. Number one, Barishin u'b'sheini ain't a nice tefillin. He doesn't put on tefillin the first 2 days. Now, even though the Pnei Moshe brought the pasuk v'achrisa k'yoymar, however, the Charedim says, in the second wide line of the Charedim, the gam sheni yesh by meriris doimel rishon, that on the second day there's also meriris similar to the first day, and therefore the second day could also be considered yoymar. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the first 2 days he does not put on tefillin, b'yoym ha'shlishi, on the third day, who nice and tefillin, he puts on tefillin. V'im bo panam chadoshes, and if from the third day and on, new menachemim came, who did not see him during the first 2 days, ein chaltson, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we're not worried about the chash that people will make a mistake and not know that he had sat shiva already for 2 days. We're not worried that they'll think it's the first day of shiva and he's putting on tefillin. So the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is in 2 points. How many days doesn't he put on tefillin? According to Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't put on tefillin 1 day. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't put on tefillin 2 days. And the second point of contention is that according to Rabbi Elazar, from the second day and on, when he puts on tefillin, if new menachemim come, he has to take off the tefillin. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, after the second day, where he does not put on tefillin, from the third day and on, if new menachemim come, he does not remove his tefillin. The Rosh Cirillo brings down that in Bavli, Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gears is just the opposite. That Rabbi Eliezer's of the opinion that the first 2 days he doesn't put on tefillin, He's also of the opinion that from the third day and on, if Panim Chadoshes come, Einoi Choylitz, he does not remove them according to Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Yeshua holds in the Bavli that he's only not allowed to put on tefillin the first day, the Yoimar, which is the first day, and from the second day and on, he does put on tefillin. The Rosh Cirillo in the left-hand column, five lines from the top, says another reason why during the Shivif, new Menachemim come, he is to remove the tefillin, and he says, Mipnei shemis oiru lebechi, umesaper mo'oirav u'shvachav shomeis, lakach choltson dedomi luhu liyaymar. Because if new Menachemim come, so they bring back into the memory of the Avil the pain that he is going through. They're speaking about the praise of the Nifter and different things that happened to him in his lifetime. So they revive the Yoimar, and that's the reason why if new Menachemim come, he starts feeling the Yoimar of the first day again, and therefore he should remove his tefillin. It's interesting to note that the Rosh Cirillo tells us, although we have here Machloikis, Rushalmi, and Bavli, what exactly is the correct girsa in the Machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, says the Rosh Cirillo, Ukvar kasafti lach b'psicha, I already wrote in the psicha to my parish on Yerushalmi, the hecha de pligi begirsa b'nei bavl b'nei Eretz Yisrael l'bnei bavl shayman. If there's a machlokas in the girsa between the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi, between the Talmidei Chachamim of Bavl and those of Eretz Yisrael, we go with l'bnei bavl shayman. We listen to b'nei bavl. They were later. They spent more time on making sure that what they were reporting was accurate, and therefore we will say that the accurate girsa is the way we have it in Bavli, that Rabbi Lazar says he should not wear it for 2 days, and Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says he should not wear it for 1 day, and Rabbi Lazar is the one who says that once he puts it on, he does not remove it. But now that we've come to the end of the Braisa, because we learned Rabbi Yeshua's Shita, that he doesn't, according to the Rishalmi, he doesn't put it on the first 2 days. On the third day, B'yom HaShlishi, nice and tefillin. The Imbol Panim Chadoshes, Eina Cholson, he does not remove them. Now comes the question, based on this Braisa, on our Mishnah. Im B'yom HaSheni, Eina nice and tefillin. If on the second day he doesn't put on tefillin, Tzarcha, Meimar, Misha, Mesa, Mutlifonov, you need our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a Mishnah Shein Etzricha. What did it have to be said for? It's obvious. If during the Avelis, when you're Chayiv in Mitzvahs, you don't have to put on Tefillin, so certainly in the Aninus, when you're not Chayiv in Mitzvahs, you don't have to put on Tefillin. So why did it state in our Mishnah that he's Potter from Tefillin? Now, the Haredim points out that our Gemara is asking a question only from Rabbi Yeshua. If in the second day of Avelis you don't have to put on tefillin, so certainly in the Aninus you don't have to put on tefillin. But really it's a question on Rabbi Eliezer also. Even if Rabbi Eliezer holds according to Yerushalmi that 1 day, the first day, you don't put on tefillin. But we still have a question that if the first day you don't put on tefillin, so certainly you don't put it on during the Aninus. So the Haredim says, Einachanami. This Haredim is found in the fifth wide line on the right-hand column. Ulahag de la kushya makshel adas Rabbi Yeshua. He's only making the kashya bigger and stronger. Aval vade avfil adas Rabbi Eliezer mishne shein etzrichihi. But it's certainly, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that an oval is only usher in tefillin the first day, we still have a question. If the first day of Avelis he doesn't put on tefillin, then certainly he would not put it on during the Aninus. What is the teretz of this question? Ella begain the Tana Da, the answer is Einachanami. The main thing that we were learning in our Mishnah that he's potter is from Kriyishma. But since he mentioned Kriyishma, so Agavurchi already mentioned Tfilin that goes with Kriyishma, with Kabbalah, Sol, Machshmaim together, even though he didn't have to. It's a Mishnah Shein Etzricha. We would know it from the Din of Avelis that certainly an Oinen doesn't have to put on Tfilin. Since he mentioned Kriyishma, that Oinen's potter already mentioned Tfilin as well. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara now will give a psak in this machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, according to the way the Yerushalmi has the girsa in the machlokas. Rav Zeira said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, in the name of Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Asina u'k'Rabbi Yeshua b'chalitza. The halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer concerning when do you put on the tefillin, that you only do not wear tefillin as an oval on the first day, achrisa k'yomar. But on the second day, you do put on the tefillin. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that from the third day and on, when everyone is moited, that you put on the tefillin. Once you put it on, you do not take it off, even for panim chadoshes. And now, Reb Ze'era himself, as the Haredim points out, has a shaila in that which he reported from Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rav. It is clear that from the third day and on, where everybody's moited, you put on the tefillin, that there the psak is like Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't take it off, even though Rabbi Eliezer held that you take it off for Panim Chadoshes. We go with Rabbi Yeshua that you don't take it off. The question is, what about on the second day? Nasan b'yoyim hasheni k'Rabbi Eliezer, if he put it on the second day like Rabbi Eliezer, and that we said is the psak of Rav, that you put it on the second day. But now Rabbi Zeira had a shaila. What did Rav hold on that second day? What should Rabbi Eliezer do? What should we paskin according to Rabbi Eliezer on the second day, where we paskin against Rabbi Yeshua? We paskin that you do put on tefillin. What do we paskin on that day concerning Rabbi Yeshua's din, that if you put it on, you don't take it off? As the Haredim explains this shaila, because actually, if you're going to say that even on the second day, once you put it on like Rabbi Eliezer, the psak of Rabbi Yeshua that you don't take it off for Panim Chadoshes kicks in, if you're going to say that, then it comes out a very strange thing, that the psak of Rav is neither like Rabbi Eliezer nor like Rabbi Yeshua. Because according to both shitas, on the second day, when a Panim Chadoshes comes in, the Ovel cannot be wearing tefillin. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, on the second day, he Bechlal doesn't put on tefillin. Because Rabbi Yeshua's sheet is that Achrisa Kiyomar applies to the first 2 days of Avelis, that one should not put on tefillin. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though you put it on, but his sheet is that when Panim Chadoshes come in, the Ovel has to take it off. And now Rav is going to be paskening that on the second day, when we put it on like Rabbi Eliezer, then we don't take it off like Rabbi Yeshua. So it comes out as psak is like neither. That's very difficult to say. So maybe that's the shiloh that Rabbi Zeira had. Maybe when Rav paskened that looks like Rabbi Yeshua, he was only paskening from the third day and on, which everybody holds you have to wear tefillin from the third day and on. The oval wears tefillin. So on that, Rav said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that panim chadoshes from the third till the end of Shiva, if they come in, you do not remove the tefillin. But on the second day, perhaps there he was going like Rabbi Eliezer, that ein chanami, you put it on, but if panim chadoshes come in, you have to take it off. Or no, once we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that you put on tefillin on the second day, then we go across the board with the psak of Rabbi Yeshua, that whenever you put on tefillin, you don't take it off for Panim Chadoshes. You're not worried about Mar's eye, and you're not worried about what the Menachem will think, that it's the first day of Avelis. You're not worried about that. You're not worried that the second day can become like the first day, because you're Ma'irer anew the tsar over the deceased. We don't go like that. So therefore, once we pass on Rabbi Eliezer that you put on tefillin on the second day, then we will use the psak of Rabbi Yeshua that you don't take it off. This is the shaila of Rabbi Zeira. The second day, when you put on tefillin like Rabbi Eliezer, do you take it off for Menachemim, new Menachemim, Panim Chadoshes, or not? Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbuns, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbun, said, V'keini, it is correct, it is proper that the din is that Nasan B'yom HaSheni K'Rabbi Eliezer, Nasa Rabbi Eliezer K'Rabbi Yeshua Shaloi Lachleitz. That if, in fact, we paskin that on the second day you put on tefillin like Rabbi Eliezer, then the psak of Rabbi Yeshua will be Negeya as well, that once you put it on, you don't take it off. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbun brings a beautiful raya, Ve'en keni, which means if you're going to say that this is not correct, you're going to say lahepach, the opposite, that on the second day, einichnam, you put it on like Rabbi Eliezer, but you have to take it off like Rabbi Eliezer. So why, as the Haredim explains, did the Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rav say that the Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer in the Sina and the Allah is like Rabbi Yeshua in Chalitza? He should have said the halacha on the second day is totally like Rabbi Eliezer, that you put it on, but you have to take it off. And from the third day on, it's totally like Rabbi Yeshua, that you put it on, and once you put it on, you don't take it off, even for Panim Chadashas. If this is not correct, that that we're saying that on the second day you don't take it off, and you're going to say that you do take it off, name Mahalachic Rabbi Eliezer. He should have distinguished not between the Sina and Chalitza. He should have distinguished between the second day and the third day. The second day, the halacha is totally like Rabbi Eliezer. The third day and on, the halacha is totally like Rabbi Yeshua. Since he didn't do that, is mashma that the halacha is always like Rabbi Eliezer in the Sina, and the halacha is always like Rabbi Yeshua in Chalitza. Once I say that on the second day, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that you put it on, then we have to also say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't take it off, even though Rabbi Yeshua himself was of the opinion that you don't even begin to put it on the second day. But that doesn't matter, because as the Haredim says, at the bottom of the right-hand column, the last word of the Haredim, the Noisein, and we turn over to Lamed Beis in the Haredim, the Noisein v'choletzboi, umidele tola b'hanocha u'b'chalitza v'loi tola b'yomim. Since he didn't say that on the second day the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer across the board, that you put it on, but if Purim Chadash is coming, you take it off. He didn't say that, umidit tola b'hanocha b'chalitza, he made the psak dependent on putting on and taking off, v'loi tola b'yomim. He didn't say that the second day is like Rabbi Eliezer and the third day is like Rabbi Yeshua. Mashma, de'ein chilek b'yomim klal l'din chalitza. There's no difference concerning chalitza, whatever day it is. The first day, you don't put it on, but the second day where you put it on like Rabbi Eliezer, then we have to go like Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't take it off. There's no difference the second or the third day. And then the Haredim concludes, v'chein nifshita b'ayizu b'bavli b'perik el megalchen, that's how the psak is in the bavli as well. V'chein nifshita halacha, psak halacha is that like that, af al pi, shemach leikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua lehepach sham, as we pointed already from the Rash Cirillo in the bavli, we have the Girsa Fakert that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yeshua here in the Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Yeshua in the Bavli holds like Rabbi Eliezer in the Yerushalmi. But without going into who said it, the basic halacha remains that you put it on the second day, and once you put it off, you do not take it off even for Panim Chadashos. Continues the Gemara as we turn to Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, Amar Rav Bun, says Rabun, what is the makor that an oinein is potter from kriyishma? Ksiv, because it says in the Torah, in the parsha of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, laman tiskeres yom tzeischem eretz Mitzrayim, kol yomei chayecha, in order that you should remember your going out of Eretz Mitzrayim all the days of your life. As the Haredim points out in the first medium wide line, the sagi de lichta of kol yomecha. Why did the Torah have to say kol yomecha yecha? It could have said kol yomecha, all your days. And the answer is, we have a limud from the extra word chayecha. Yomim sha'at oisik behen b'chayim, v'lo yomim sha'at oisik behen b'meisim. When are you chayiv in the parsha of tzitzes of Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's only on a day when you're busy with the living, but on a day when you're busy with the mason, because you have mason with the lufana, because you're an oinein. So on that day, there's no chiyuv of zeich yitzis mitzrayim. And likewise, there we will say that kriyishma, which is part of the three parshias of kriyishma, it's all one unit. If you're putter on zeich yitzis mitzrayim, you're putter on kriyishma as well, and similarly to all other mitzvahs. The Haredim points out that actually it comes out that we have three psukim that tell us a similar thought, that oisik b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah, because we have learnt earlier in the first parak halacha gimel, that from the pasuk b'shivtecha beveisecha, we learn out when you're sitting in your house and you're doing your regular mundane activities, that's when you're chayiv to read krishma prat lo isik b'mitzvah. But if it's not your own regular daily life, but you're isik in a mitzvah, you're busy doing a mitzvah that has to be done at this time, then you're putter from mitzvahs, you're putter from krishma. So that's one pasuk. But we also had a pasuk to free a chassan who is busy with the thoughts of doing the mitzvah of peruvu. And chassan, we learned this potter from the pasuk uvelech dechavaderech prat lechassan. And now in our Gemara, Rav Bun told us we have a pasuk for the oning that he's potter from mitzvahs because he's busy with the responsibility and the thoughts of the levaya of taking care of the needs of the deceased. Why do we need all three psukim, which seem to be saying the same klal of oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah? And Charedim brings down that Rashi in Masech the Sukkah and also on Daf Yud Aleph in the Bavli and Brachas tells us that Chosin, we need the Pasuk of Lech Tachavaderech, because without that Pasuk, I would say it's only other mitzvahs where you are busy doing a actual Maisa HaMitzvah. As the Charedim, approximately in the middle of the Charedim on the left-hand side, the middle of the short lines, Havamina loy potar kosov el hatoyrech v'oise meleches mitzvah biyadayim oy mahalach lemitzvah, he's going to a mitzvah. Avol chosin shehu yoishiv ubatol ve'ein oisik el hatorad b'machsheves b'ilo loy potar kosov. Would it be only the pasuk of b'shivtecha b'veisecha? I would not free a chosin. A chosin needs his own pasuk because a chosin is not doing any action. A chosin is busy thinking about the mitzvah of Puravu that he has to do, the Bilas mitzvah that he has to do, but he's not doing an action at that time. Perhaps he's not free. Therefore, I need the Pasuk Lech Tachavaderech to say a chassan's also free. Why do I need another Pasuk now for an Einein? On that, the Charedim continues and says, V'itzrichu trei kroy latir to the chassan v'tir to the meisim mit lefanav. D'hayisi toya, I would make a mistake, the tir to the meisim erubim mit chassan. When a person tragically has a ptira in his family of a close relative, his mind is totally occupied on the loss of his close relative. So the Charedim says that his mind is unfocused, cannot focus on the mitzvah. It's totally absorbed with the loss of the deceased, much more than the chassan who's thinking about the bilas mitzvah that he's about to perform. So therefore, if I would only have the second pasuk of v'lechtecha v'derech, and I wouldn't have the pasuk of yimei chayecha, which Rav Bun brought on our amud here, havamina, I would say, you know what, v'lechtecha v'derech is telling you an exemption? Prat l'meisei mutl. If I had a choice, I would say that only the meisei is exempt. Somebody who's involved in Einan with Meisei Mutl Lefanav is exempt because he's very occupied, his mind, in the loss of his relative. But a chassan who's not that occupied as much, perhaps he is chayiv. That's why I need a pasuk of Kol Yimei Chayecha to tell me that an Einan is potter, Misha Meisei Mutl Lefanav, is potter from Kriya Shema. Now I have left over the pasuk B'lechtech V'Aderech. B'lechtech V'Aderech, I'll say, is going on chassan. Not only is an Einan potter, but a chassan is also potter. So that's why I need three psukim. I need a general pasuk of b'shivtecha b'veisecha that anyone who's oisik in a maisa mitzvah is potter, oisik b'mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. I need our pasuk of kol yimei chayecha that if you're torahed in as an oinen in the thinking about the deceased, you're very torahed in your machshava. So on that, even though it's only a machshava, but it's a very big tier of a machshava, so we also say that your potter, oisik b'mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah, and not only an oinen is potter, but even a chassan who is also not doing an action, but he's busy and he's not as busy in his mind, preoccupied, not able to focus. He's not as busy, says the Charedim, as by an oinen, but even he is very involved with the upcoming chassan and bilas mitzvah, and therefore even his machshava is alone to free him from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema based on the third pasuk of Uvelechtecha v'derech prat lechos. And that's why I need all three psukim. Tani. We have learned in a brisa, im ratzo lahachmer al atzmai ein shayim alei. If a person wants to be machmer on himself and he wants to do the positive mitzvahs, even though he's not mechuyev to do them, we don't listen to him. In other words, according to the Yerushalmi, it's usser, and that's the psak, as we mentioned earlier in this year, that it's usser for an onen to do positive mitzvahs asay. And the Gemara wonders, lama, mipnei kvoidei shomeis, is the reason that we don't let you be machmer to do the mitzvahs because of the honor of the mace, because it looks like when you're busy doing the mitzvahs that you're not paying enough attention to the levaya of the mace, to the hespedim of the mace. It's not honorable for the mace. Is that the reason why we do not allow you to do mitzvahs? Or perhaps, mishum she'en le'misha yisa masoi. Or perhaps because the surviving relative, the oinen, has no one to carry his burden, meaning that he has a burden, he has a responsibility upon himself to make sure that there is a proper levaya and kvura for the deceased, and he has no one to take it over. What is the difference between these two reasons? The difference will be, if there's someone who can substitute, who is willing to take over all the funeral arrangements and absolve him of that responsibility. So then, if the reason that we always tell an oinen your usher to do mitzvahs asay is because if you will do the mitzvahs, it'll be a lack of proper covet for the mace. So even if you have somebody else to take over all the responsibilities of the funeral, still it would be usser, because you're still showing a lack of kavod by doing mitzvahs. But if you're going to say the reason that it's prohibited to do mitzvahs, I say, is mipnei she'ein loy mi she'isa masoi, because if he's going to be busy doing mitzvahs, he has no one to take care of the funeral arrangements. Here we're speaking about a case where somebody volunteered that he would take over, and a responsible individual said that I'll take care of all the arrangements. So according to that, he would be able, he's freed of the responsibility, so he would be able to perform mitzvahs. That is the question. What is the reason of this that we say in Ratzel HaChmar L'Atzmi Ein Shayim Alei? And the difference will be if there is someone who can take care of his responsibilities for the funeral. The Gemara now will try to bring a proof to the first Mahalach that the reason an Oinen would be prohibited from doing mitzvahs, even if he wanted to, is because of Kavod HaMeis. V'atani, we learned in a brisa, Potter Minatilas Lulav, that an Oinen is Potter from shaking the Lulav. And as the Haredim explains, the Gemara in the Havamina thought that this is referring even to the first day of Yontiv. And let us see the Haredim inside at the end of the first very wide line. V'kos al kadatach de b'yontiv rishon namiyar v'i amratayma mishum de'en lami she'yisa masoi. If you're going to say like the second reason that we said above, namely that he has no one to carry his burden. In other words, he has the responsibility of doing the funeral, and that's why he's potter. Hare bi yontiv, kiven loy matzilis asik boy. On yontiv, you're not allowed to be osek, to be busy with a funeral. Kimi sheyesh loy mi sheyisa masoy dami. It's comparable to a situation in the weekday where you have someone else who's taking care of the funeral arrangements for you. Because on Yontif, you're not allowed to be osek in the funeral. And yet we see he's potter. So it must be because by being busy with mitzvahs, in this case by shaking lulav, it shows a disregard for the mace, and therefore he's potter. That's the proof that the Gemara wants to bring. Answers the Gemara, tifter b'choil. Give the explanation that it's speaking about choil, and the Haredim adds one word, b'choil hamayet. Who told you that it's speaking about that an ayin is potter from lulav on the first day of Yontiv? Maybe it's speaking only about chol hamayet. And the reason is like the second reason, because he has the burden of the funeral. When does he have the burden of the funeral? Only on chol hamayet. But ayin echanami on Yontiv, when he doesn't have the burden of the funeral, maybe he'll be chayiv. So we have no proof from the brisa of lulav. As the Gemara of Atani, we learned in a different brisa that an oinen is potter mitkiyah shayfer, that he's not obligated in the mitzvah of tkiyah shayfer. And now you cannot give the Teretz of Chol HaMoed, as the Gemara now says, Islach Lameimer B'Chol. Are you going to try to give me the same answer as Chol HaMoed, the way the Pnei Moshe understands these few words here? Loi. You cannot say Chol HaMoed because Rosh Hashanah doesn't have a Chol HaMoed. So you must say that it's B'Yontif. You have to say, you're forced to say it's Yontif. And yet the Oinin is Potter from Tekiah Shofar, even though he on Yontif, he's not allowed to bury his mace. Memela, he has no responsibility of the mace. And if the reason would be because of responsibility, he should be chayiv. Must be a proof that, to the first reason that it's because of a lack of covet for the mace. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina, no. Mekiv and Shuzakuk loy. Lohavad loy arm v'tachrichim. Since he has a responsibility to the mace, to bring for the mace an or in a casket, v'tachrichin and shrouds, ki detan and tamon, just like we learned over there in a mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, where the halacha is that any malacha that's also to be done on Shabbos, one may not go to the tchum. The tchum is 2,000 amas away from the city where a person lives or from the house that a person lives. He's allowed to go 2,000 amas in any direction, but he cannot wait right next to the tchum until it gets dark, until Moitzoy Shabbos, so that he can right away do the action. If the action is a prohibited action on Shabbos, he may not be machshich ala tchum. He cannot stay there until it becomes Moitzoy Shabbos waiting at the tchum. That's a din midrabbanan that he's not allowed to do. The rabbanan made an exception when he's waiting to do a mitzvah. And therefore, the mission in Shabbos says, machshich in ala tchum, one is allowed to wait at the tchum till it becomes dark, till Shabbos is over, lifakeach, to attend al iskei akala, for example, to cut hadasim, which the kalas would wear, or valiske hames, or to attend to the needs of the deceased, lahavi loy oren v'tachrichin, to bring him a casket or shrouds, chalilim flutes, or mekainanais, women who used to lament, and they used to make certain sounds and clapping, and this was all ma'orer, a sense of sadness in the people who attended the levaya, and they used to use flutes as well. So all of these things are prohibited on Shabbos, but yet, since it's for a mitzvah, one is allowed to wait at the tchum. So what do we see? That even though it's Shabbos and he's not allowed to bury his mace on Shabbos, but he has certain responsibilities that even on Shabbos, we give a dispensation that he's allowed to be machshich al tchum. So kimi shehu noisem asoy, it's considered even on Shabbos, or for that matter, in the case that we mentioned on Rosh Hashanah, that it is considered as if he's still bearing his load, even on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he's potter from Tekiah Shofar. So really, the reason could be because he's bearing a load, and Yontif or Shabbos is not an exemption to that load, because we see he has certain responsibilities. So therefore, the Gemara has been able to deflect the proof from these two brises. However, halacha lemaisa we find in the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simon Ayin Aleph Seif Aleph, and in the Mishnah Brewer there Sif Katan Hay, that we paskin like the first approach of the Gemara, that the reason is because it's not proper covet for the mace to be osik b'mitzvahs, and therefore even if a person wants to say in our sugya he wants to say Kriya Shema, but if he's an oinein, he is usher to say Kriya Shema. We tell him not to say Kriya Shema. He should not be machmer on himself to say Kriya Shema. And in fact, the Hagoyish Rabbi Kiva Eger right there in Simon Ayin Aleph tells us that if the person said Kriya Shema, and then there was the Levaya, and after Levaya there was still time, it was still before the end of his man Kriya Shema, since he said it as an oinen when he was not mechuyev, and not supposed to say Kriya Shema, he's still mechuyev to say Kriya Shema. And if he has time after the Levaya, before the end of Zman Kriya Shema, he's obligated, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, to in fact say Kriya Shema over again, because we paskin that it is usher for him to say it before. He said it at a time when he was not mechuyev, and therefore he must repeat it before the end of Zman Kriya Shema.